Good morning. Good Friday morning. And I'm Spencer Rivers, along with Jeff Street from Boss Services, setting the standards, or raising the standards, rather, for heating, cooling, plumbing, and one-day bathroom upgrades, windows, and you name it. And we want to say good morning to Jeff because we haven't spoken since last month, so...
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a whole like week.
We're hoping for nicer weather in March.
Yes. Well, we didn't have much of a winter, so it's been a pretty nice winter overall.
Jeff, you will find that the older you get, the less you like winter.
Oh yeah, no, I'm there. I found that already.
All right. Well, we have some very interesting things to talk about this morning. We want to continue on problems in the house that you might find. And Jeff is going to tell us, I think you're going to talk about furnace issues this morning. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, we talked plumbing last week. Let's talk furnace AC type issues or opportunities for learning if you want to look at it in a positive note. There's quite a bit of things that are pretty common that happen, and a lot of people just don't know what to check. You know, you wake up, it's cold, or in the summertime, you wake up, it's too hot, and you don't really know what to look at. And if you've listened to our show here, probably more than twice, you probably can guess the first thing we're going to say is your filter.
I know that for a fact.
The filter is a huge, benefit and hindrance all at the same time. I mean, it's filtering junk out of your air, but at the same time, if it gets clogged, it's restricting the airflow and probably shutting your system down. So the first thing, yeah, if your system's not working, the first thing you need to do is check your filter, unless you know that you just changed it. But make sure your filter's free of clogs so your air can flow through, and then that might solve the problem completely and let you go on about your day.
One thing I noticed, Jeff, with mine, when I need to change the filter, besides the indication on the thermostat that I need to change it, is that the furnace will run for a while, shut off, and then run again for a while and shut off. And I say, uh-oh, I better go downstairs and change that filter.
Yep, and that's exactly it. It's so when it's shutting off because the air's not going through it, and there's a little sensor inside that regulates the pressures in the system, and it's basically tripping that pressure sensor safety because it's got restricted airflow, and that could lead to a whole bunch of problems. I'm not a furnace expert, but I know the very basics. So restricted airflow means that your burners could be overheating, so your air is blowing through. It's pushing that, it's taking that hot air off of your burners and pushing it through your house. But if you don't get enough airflow, then your burners are going to overheat. They're going to keep burning and heating up, but the air is not going to, you know, move enough air across it to keep them at a safe temperature, basically. So that's why all that is safeties and shuts off and all that good stuff.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. And then another huge problem there, not huge, but another common problem that we have is thermostats. If your thermostat quits working, I mean, obviously if your system's probably not working, the first thing you're doing is going and mashing buttons on your thermostat. A lot of people will go to their thermostat and it will be blank and they said, hey, it's not turning on. A lot of people that buy homes with their systems already installed, their thermostat might be operating on battery power only, and they don't realize that there's a battery inside of it. So, that's something that you should check. I don't know how long batteries last, a couple of years probably, but depending on the thermostat. But yeah, if your thermostat's not wired to receive power from your HVAC system, it's a lot of them are running on battery power only. And the solution is a lot of times just as easy as taking it off the wall, putting a new battery in it and putting it back on.
What advice do you have for married couples where the wife is too cold and the husband is too hot?
If you're the husband, just give up. I mean, that's the reality of it. I've given up. My house is too hot, and I go home and put shorts on and my wife is wearing a sweatshirt. So, I've given up on trying to regulate the temperature in my home.
That might be the most common problem in a marriage at home. It's how to quit messing with the thermostat.
Yeah, definitely.
So what other kind of things can we look for, or what should we look for when we're going downstairs or wherever the furnace is, besides the filter? Is there other things that we can check out?
Yep, you can. So the other things are probably not as common, but are easily things that you can check. You know, check your breaker panel, see if your furnace breaker is tripped, maybe, or your air conditioner, depending on what you're looking at. But yeah, maybe there was a power surge and it tripped the breaker, or, you know, I don't know. There could be any number of reasons that could happen, but it could be something that simple as flipping your breaker back on or resetting your breaker. If it continues to happen, then that's signs that there's an internal issue. Either your breaker is going bad, or there is an issue that's causing, you know, that to happen inside your system, and it should be checked out. But if it happens once, probably not a big deal. Flip it back on. Everything's great. The other common issues are, venting. If your furnace is venting into your chimney and a squirrel moves into your chimney, it's going to back up your exhaust and trigger another safety in your furnace. So you're not pumping CO into your home. And then it also, if you're vented in PVC out the side of your house, you know, we don't have the snow problem right now, but when snow builds up, and blocks your vents, or if a squirrel or something moves into it and blocks your venting, it's going to trip safeties inside your furnace. So just make sure your vents are clear and you can exhaust all of your fumes to the outside of your home instead of in your basement or mechanical room.
Oh yeah. And you're a proponent of those CO2 detectors too, right?
If you have any kind of gas appliance in your home, whether it's a propane stove, gas stove, you know, water heater, furnace, if you're burning any type of fuel in your home, you need to have a CO monitor. You can get one from the big box store relatively cheap, and they work for the most part, but some of those independent testing, I have not done any personal testing, but I've read reports from, you know, other testing companies. Some of those do not trigger until after an unsafe limit or an unsafe level of CO has been reached in your home. So some of those trigger a little bit too late. I'm sure there's a margin of error built into everything. We are huge fans of the Defender low-level CO monitor. It's not just alarming when you have too much CO in your home. It's monitoring the level 24 hours a day. You can push a button and it'll tell you what the readings were at any given time. It'll tell you what the max readings and all that stuff were. So that's what we recommend, because it's monitoring it all the time. That's just, it's going to raise an alarm at a lower level. And if any time you're wondering, what's the CO level in my house like, you can just push a couple buttons and see what it was.
Okay. And what's the name of that again?
The Defender.
Now, do you sell those, or do you have to get them from somebody?
No, we do sell them. Yep. We sell and install. We can put them anywhere. They are battery powered. I think one of them lasts for, I want to say, 3 years. It's got an internal battery. Once you start it up, it's good for 2 or 3 years. I'm not 100% positive on the time frame, but it's at least two. So I think it's three, though.
So should you have more than one of those detectors in the home?
Yeah, I mean, one I think is the minimum, but yes, you should have one on every level of your home, because okay. You never know where it's going to, you know, leak or build up. I had an oil furnace in my home before I went all electric, and I had one in my basement in where my furnace was, and then I also had another one on my main living level. So
okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. All right. The other thing that we want to talk about this morning is this, which I've seen on Facebook, is that Boss Services has a really, really interesting and neat special this month in March.
Yeah, we're getting spring started. Maybe a little premature, but I don't really care, because we need some spring weather. I mean, the sun is out. So we're doing our annual Save Like a Boss event. And this year, this is probably the best deal that we're going to give all year. So if you need a new furnace and or air conditioner, now is the time. So our Save Like a Boss event is $2,000 off of a complete HVAC system. So
wow,
if you're buying a furnace and air, we're going to give $2,000 off for this month only. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. There's no gimmicks or anything like that. It's not a buy one, get one free, you know, where we're going to discount it a little bit, but it's truly not free because we're going to charge you for install and all that. We're just, you know, here's the price. We're taking $2,000 off because it's spring and it's the time to do it.
Wow. Okay. Someone hears that and goes, oh, I want to check that out. Where should they call? Who should they call?
The Ghostbusters. I don't know. Every time you say that, I have to think Ghostbusters. So you can call our office, 269-468-6682. You can go to the website, thebossservices.com, and chat us up and we'll get back to you. 24 hours a day.
All righty, Jeff. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Thanks too, Spencer.